I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 12 o'clock. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Britt Johnson in for Maria Chaleos today. KSL's top story this hour. The risk of flooding is going to jump up this weekend with temperatures hitting the 80s. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our coverage.
Well, it's not great to have at least three consecutive days forecast at 80 or above. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says there are a couple things working in our favor, like how we've already melted off a good amount of low-level snow.
That's a huge help. In 1983, we did not do that, right? We went from a cold, active pattern all the way through mid-May, and then we flipped the switch.
And while hitting the 80s isn't enough to overwhelm our flood infrastructure, Matt says it allows water levels to keep rising.
But with each coming day, your spike gets higher and higher and higher.
Matt says this time around we're going to start hitting more snow higher up the mountains, including the Cottonwoods. So if you live near a river or creek, definitely be prepared. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
UDOT closed American Fort Canyon for flood mitigation today. UDOT spokesperson Jeff Dupake says KSL-TV they are clearing tree branches and other debris from culverts to protect the road in case of flooding.
That if we don't clear it now, that accumulates and then it gets pushed to any of our culvert crossings underneath that cross underneath the road.
UDOT will make the intersection of Canyon Road and SR-92 a three-way stop for the time being. This work is expected to last most of the day. Residents of American Fork are trying to stay ahead of the flooding. A local youth group filled dozens of sandbags yesterday for people to take.
We're filling them up, and then we leave them here, and then if people want, then they can come and get them.
The sandbags are available for anyone who needs them. An ATV burst into flames in Payson last night. Fire crews say a 66-year-old had second and third degree burns. Over 35% of his body. We're told the man was alert and talking to emergency responders and was flown to the University of Utah Burn Center. He was working on an ATV when it caught fire. KSL's top national stories. The Biden administration is mapping out what they plan to do once Title 42 lapses on May 12th. That's the decades-old public health law that allows U.S. border agents to turn away migrants trying to cross the border. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the aim is to get migrants the tools they need to immigrate to the U.S. legally.
The whole model is to reach the people where they are, to cut the smugglers out, and to have them avoid the perilous journey that too many do not make.
Officials say that they are expecting a surge at the border once the rule ends. They also planned to establish regional processing centers in other countries that they say will help curb the tide of migrants into the U.S. border. The Pentagon's latest attempt to boost recruitment will literally change the face of America's fighting forces.
When the pandemic closed down in-person high schools,
none of the recruiters were able to get in these schools for a couple of years.
Air Force recruiter Ricardo Perez says it's been tough to bounce back. What's more, tattoos were the third highest disqualifying factor behind medical issues and felony convictions. Now,
we are allowing neck tattoos,
but only small ones on the side or back of the neck. And hairstyles?
Females don't have to wear a bun. They can wear ponytails.
The Marines, meanwhile, are now allowing tattoo sleeves. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For the second time in a week, a rumored presidential candidate will be speaking in Utah. Tomorrow, former Vice President Mike Pence will meet with around 200 business and community leaders in Salt Lake.
There's no ask for any donations. This really isn't a campaign event. There's no ask for endorsements. It's really about, if I was going to title it, let's have a conversation with Mike Pence, former vice president, former governor, and former member of Congress.
The event is being hosted by former Utah Governor Gary Herbert's Institute of Public Policy. It's closed to the public, but media are invited to a luncheon where Pence will speak. The Biden administration today sanctioned Russia's Federal Security Service and Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps for wrongfully detaining Americans. The sanctions are largely symbolic since both organizations already are under sweeping existing sanctions for an array of behavior. Republic West Virginia Governor Jim Justice is planning to run for the U.S. Senate, facing off against Democratic Senator Joe Manchin in 2024. ABC's Ann Flaherty has more.
He's the popular conservative governor in his state who made his fortune in coal mining. Now Jim Justice is running for the U.S. Senate. That's according to paperwork the governor filed Thursday, with an expected announcement later in the evening. Justice will be challenging Senator Manchin, a Democrat whose conservative leanings have frustrated his party but kept Democrats in the majority. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
Road crews are going to get some road work done on Ogden's historic 25th Street, the Standard Examiner reports. The road will get a new asphalt surface. Crews have already tilled the road but are trying to get the new pavement down quickly to minimize any impact on local businesses. First look at traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a nice start to your noontime drive. Valley Freeway traffic seeing good speeds. We do have a stalled vehicle in traffic in the Glendale area of Salt Lake City. This is southbound Bangor Highway at California Avenue, blocking a right lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Claim KSL News Radio.
Families getting help from the entire community.
Wait till you hear what artificial intelligence can do.
In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors to tell you about our 10-year everything guarantee. Most contractors spout off having great warranties that last forever. But those warranties are always, and I do mean always, riddled with loopholes, exception, fine print, and nonsense. At RGS Exteriors, we cover everything. Parts, labor, material, everything and anything for 10 full years. There's no cost to you whatsoever. No hoops to jump through, no exceptions. Yes, the products we sell, like James Hardy siding, our windows, gutter covers, come with a 25 to 50 year manufacturer's warranty, just like everybody else. But the truth is, the products almost never fail. It's always the labor and material which is never covered, so you're stuck paying for service calls. For peace of mind, call RGS Exteriors. You'll sleep easy for 10 full years. 801-280-3110 or visit us at rgsutah.com. That's 801-280-3110 or online rgsutah.com. Gutters, siding, windows, and all exteriors with the 10-year everything guarantee.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you pick up a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Bosch Icon premium blades can help you see better and drive safer. And our professional parts people will install them for you for free. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
UDOT closed American Fort Canyon for flood mitigation today, and a local youth group is helping provide sandbags. Cypress Credit Union's got you covered. Open a new Visa Platinum card and pay 0% for the first 6 months on all purchases and balance transfers. Learn more at cypresscu.com. KSL News Time, 12:07. Provo has been named top-performing U.S. city by the Milken Institute. It outranked some of the biggest of the cities in the country, including Los Angeles, Miami, Houston, and Denver. It ranked number one with the highest levels of employment growth and wage growth over the last 5 years, as well as the highest one-year employment growth. Another diabetes drug could be soon prescribed for weight loss, even for those who don't have diabetes.
The makers of drugs for people with type 2 diabetes realized when they began prescribing them that they worked not just for that. They also help people lose weight. Eli Lilly's Mounjaro has been especially promising, and now Lilly has begun the process of getting it approved by the FDA explicitly for the 1 in 3 Americans who are obese. If the approval is granted, which Eli Lilly hopes will happen later this year, getting insurance reimbursements would be easier, and Mounjaro could then be advertised as a weight loss drug as well as a drug that could be used to help treat type 2 diabetes.
ABC's Sherry Preston reporting. Utah ranchers and veterinarians are struggling because of problems with ear tags on cattle. The tags identify which animals have been tested and are positive for dangerous diseases. The tags are experiencing some malfunctions, breaking off and not staying on like they should. Warner Brothers says it's going to focus on feature films.
Pulling back the curtain on its lineup of upcoming films during its CinemaCon presentation, the company putting its upcoming Barbie film in front and center at the presentation, as well as the upcoming superhero movie The Flash. The studio will release 16 films this year and hopes to do more than 20 releases annually going forward.
That's CNBC's Silvana Hanau. KSL News Time 12:09, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Ricky Meese.
And traffic and weather brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. A stalled vehicle southbound Bangor Highway at California Avenue, blocking a right lane of travel. Good speeds on all the Valley freeways, including north and southbound I-15 between Ogden and Provo. In Utah County, we do have avalanche mitigation and crews working that road.
this is going to continue until about 1:30 this afternoon, and intermittent closures could happen either direction of Provo Canyon at Canyon Glen Park, and an accident for downtown drivers 3rd North and State Street. Advanced Window Products, from their factory to your front door in 8 weeks. Affordable windows guaranteed. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful day today with highs in the low 70s, mostly sunny skies, breezy by afternoon. Overnight lows in the low 40s with a passing backdoor cold front that'll usher in some cooler air, highs in the upper 60s for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 66 degrees and mostly sunny in Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, Northern Utah is about to hit a stretch of 80-degree days for the first time this year, and it has water watchers on high alert. On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I found, Tim, that one of the hardest things about being a mom is just deciding what to cook for dinner every night.
I know.
Which is part of why I'm so excited to tell everybody about Beehive Meals.
It is a Utah company, and at some point we're going to have to tell the story of the Jacksons and how they actually got this going in 2019. But if you've been struggling with having tacos one night and spaghetti another night, open up your world for dinner with things like Mongolian beef stir fry or Parmesan honey pork roast.
Your family dinner has just never been easier than it is with these. They're pre-assembled freezer meals. I put it in the crock pot. I set it for how long it needs to go. It stays warm after that. And that way, if the family can't all eat together, if one person has basketball and another, it's just warm for whenever they're ready.
And by the way, less than $3.50 per serving. You couldn't go out to the store or out to dinner, certainly on your own, for that price.
You're absolutely right, Tim. I couldn't buy the ingredients for any less.
Start it for your family right now. Go to BeehiveMeals.com.
Do you dream of a beautiful landscape? Complete with colorful blooms to brighten your home throughout the seasons. Spring is the perfect time to create flower-filled garden beds or to adorn your front porch and backyard patio with gorgeous hanging baskets and grand container gardens. This is Brian with Olson's Greenhouse, and my family has been growing flowers with love and care for 80 years. That's a fourth-generation, local, family business, growing plants and jobs right here in the mountain valleys of Utah. Whether you love bold, bright colors or calming classics, flowers grown by Olson's Greenhouse include something for everyone. So let's get to your local garden center and find the perfect flowers to create your dream landscape. And you'll be coming home to a yard bursting with blooms in no time. For inspiration on flower gardening, or just to find the closest garden center that carries flowers from the Olson's family, head on over to OGG.com for Olson's Greenhouse Gardens. That's OGG.com to dream big, dream bold, dream in color.
This May brings the Utah Opera season finale that's been turning heads all year long. The Revolution of Steve Jobs, an opera as innovative as its inspiration. Steve Jobs changed our world forever. Now, his story takes the stage. Discover the human behind the devices we use every day. His genius, his complexities, and his flaws. In a performance so convincing, you'll be half certain you're witnessing the man himself. With rave reviews across North America, this must-see Grammy Award winner comes to Utah. Thoroughly modern, sung in English, and running 90 minutes, rethink everything you know about opera. Be there for the Salt Lake City premiere of The Revolution of Steve Jobs, May 6th through 14th at Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater. Tickets start at $30, half off for anyone under 30, at utahopera.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time, 12:13. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the risk of flooding will rise this weekend as we enter a stretch of 80-degree weather. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a lot of Utahns are letting their cannabis cards lapse, and they say the cost is a big reason why. Third, traffic and weather together.
We do have a crash at State Street at 300 North and a stalled vehicle being tended to. This is southbound Bangor Highway at California Avenue. That right lane is blocked to travel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly clear with highs in the 70s and a little breezy by afternoon. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now at 66 degrees. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News.
I'm Michelle Franzen. In Manhattan, the accuser of former President Trump facing cross-examination today in the defamation and battery trial. Author E. Jean Carroll claims Trump sexually assaulted her in the 1990s, allegations Trump denies. ABC's Aaron Kutursky is outside court and has more on Carroll's testimony when asked why she didn't come forward until now.
She said it was really the New York Times landmark story about Harvey Weinstein that ultimately convinced her to tell her story. She said staying silent just doesn't work. And so it was the Me Too movement, Carroll revealed under cross-examination, that got her to tell her story.
The former president facing other investigations, including the special counsel probe into the January 6th attack. An appeals court yesterday rejected efforts by Trump's attorneys to keep former Vice President Mike Pence from having to testify before a grand jury. ABC's Catherine Falders on what's next.
Trump's team could appeal it to the full D.C. circuit. They could appeal it to the Supreme Court. But look, they do not have a good track record with appeals as it relates to executive privilege. In fact, they've lost every single one of them. We have no indication right now that Trump's team intends to appeal this. We haven't gotten any notice of that, and it doesn't seem like they will at this point.
In Colorado, three teens charged with the murder and the rock-throwing death of a driver were in court today.
In court documents, investigators say the three 18-year-old high school seniors turned around and took a photo of 20-year-old Alexa Bartell's crashed car where she died after she was hit by their landscaping rock, and that one teen said he felt a hint of guilt. Also, they allegedly met the next day to get their stories straight. They allegedly admitted that at least two of the teens had thrown other objects at cars going back to February, but it was cell phone pings of those who were in the area that led investigators to the teens. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The teens are due back in court in May. You're listening to ABC News.
Flood Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Northern Utah is about to hit a stretch of 80-degree days for the first time this year, and it has water watchers on high alert. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson takes us through the forecast for the weekend and into next week when temperatures rise.
We are watching a significant warm-up as we work into this weekend. Temperatures will run 15 to 20 degrees above the normal. This is where the little warm stretch starts. Saturday, 76 the high. We then go to 83 in the valley on Sunday, 86 on Monday, 81 on Tuesday. Wednesday of next week, still around that 80-degree mark. The worst thing is that the mountain locations will not reach the freezing mark as we work into Saturday through next Wednesday. After looking at many river forecasts for rivers across the Wasatch Front, they will be responding to this hot weather, this early season hot weather that we're talking about this weekend into early next week. So it's something to prepare for. We will be seeing elevated flows and high levels on these rivers. And this will probably be our first significant response on Little and Big Cottonwood Creeks as we tap into the 80s for a stretch this first time this season.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Ricky Meese.
And traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1953. Well, Salt Lake City PD has been working a crash at State Street and 300 North. There's also an accident 400 North and Canyon Road, and that is a little bit north of Memory Grove. Now, for those on the Valley Freeways, traffic rolling along. We have a stalled vehicle in Salt Lake. This is southbound Bangor Highway at California Avenue. Again, it's the right lane blocked to traffic. Rekindle your adventure in a place everyone will enjoy, Cedar City and Bryan Head. Shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. Mostly sunny skies today. Absolutely gorgeous. 73 the high and breezy by afternoon. Overnight, we're talking about a cold front that'll drop temperatures for your Friday to 68, mostly sunny skies. High pressure begins to build on Saturday, 76, sunny skies. Sunday, we're going sunny skies, 83 to the mid and upper 80s on Monday. Breezy winds out of the south. We keep it breezy on Tuesday, 81, going to 79 on Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 66 degrees and partly sunny in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Smart, connected, modern. Discover life-enhancing independent living services at Trio South Ogden. They do things a little differently there because you're different. With everything you need to support your best self, you'll find that joy isn't just for the young, it's for the young of heart. Trio South Ogden's signature programs provide a unique approach to wellness that brings living well and well-being to life. To learn more, contact Trio South Ogden at 801-475-4004 or visit TrioSouthOgden.com.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at AnyHourServices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time, 12:21. The White House is participating in Take Your Child to Work Day events, including having kids at the daily White House briefing.
There was a kid takeover in the White House briefing Thursday morning. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre held a Take Your Kids to Work Day briefing for children of the White House Press Corps, taking questions on a wide range of topics, including artificial intelligence, climate change, and the president's favorite things. Matthew Anderson, age 7, and my son, asked Karine about what the U.S. is doing to support Ukraine in its war with Russia.
We have been one of the leading countries, the U.S., in sending Ukraine security assistance.
Already a tenacious reporter, Matthew got in a follow-up.
How long does President Biden have to do this?
You know, as long as it takes.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Watching Utah's money, it's not just Salt Lake. St. George is pricing out potential homebuyers, too. If you're making the Washington County County median income of $84,000, you'll find only 16% of homes for sale are in reach. Low-income renters have to wait 2 years or more to get a place. Etsy is the online home of handmade arts and crafts, but it turns out some scammers are selling mass-produced items for 7 times the price they go for on Amazon. According to The Guardian, consumer group Which found some of these fake items had been sold thousands of times. Etsy's annual report shows the number of flag listings more than doubled from 2021 to 2022. Samsung reported its lowest quarterly profit since 2009 yesterday. It was a drop worth $3.4 billion, or 95% of its profits from the previous quarter. According to The Verge, the biggest reason was a drawdown in demand for computer chips. Your money at this moment. Let's take a look at the markets. The Dow is in the green, 460 points. The S&P is up 69 points. The Nasdaq in the green as well, up 267 points. A man who set multiple world and land speed records at the Bonneville Salt Flats has died. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
That's the sound of Craig Breedlove breaking a world record in his jet-powered Spirit of America. He topped the record multiple times for land speed over the decades, battling with fellow racers Tom Green and Art Arfons on the Salt Flats. His top speed was 600.6 miles per hour in 1965. Breedlove was well known in the States, and the Beach Boys even made a song about him and his car. Big He died on April 4th at his home in Rio Vista, California. He was 86. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
It's about to get real up in here.
We're going to go on a hot streak, 76 to 80s for three straight days, and that's where we really got to watch our waterways.
Enjoy the sun and be ready for what happens next. Get a reliable KSL forecast every 10 minutes on the nines, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Andy Farnsworth from KSL News Radio.
And I'm Kellyanne Halverson.
And we're hosts of KSL's Fan Effect Podcast.
Welcome.
Yay!
Yay!
We're doing the flailing Muppet arms.
We're excited to share with you our knowledge.
And arguments.
On everything pop culture and fandom, featuring movie and television reviews, pop culture deep dives into video games, cosplay, fandom events, and more.
Okay. I'm going to get really deep on you here. Okay, ready?
This is why it's called a deep dive, so go ahead.
And because we're based in the nerdiest state of the union, FanFX celebrates Utah's unique fan culture with local guests and experts who join and share about their favorite fandoms.
It's not just Star Wars fans who create the things. I'm just saying they build up the world the way they want to see it, and they get mad when it doesn't go that way.
The Potterheads and the Star Wars fans are just the worst fans.
Listen regularly on your favorite podcast platform at KSLNewsRadio.com, KSLPodcasts.com, or on the KSL News Radio app.
And remember, that's Fan Effect with an E.
Are you looking for a financial institution that puts your needs first? Look no further than Deseret First Credit Union. They understand the importance of building a strong financial foundation. That's why they offer a range of financial services to help you achieve your financial goals. From checking and savings accounts to loans and credit cards, they have you covered. But it's not just about the products and services. Deseret First Credit Union believes in putting their members first. As a member-owned credit union, they exist to serve their members and their community, not shareholders. By banking with Deseret First Credit Union, you become part of a community that cares about your financial well-being. They offer personalized customer service and a range of resources to help you make informed financial decisions. So why wait? Join Deseret First Credit Union today and experience the difference of banking with an institution that puts your needs first. Online at dfcu.com or stop by one of their branches to get started. Deseret First Credit Union. Safe, secure banking.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to KSL News, New News. Sorry about that. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Ricky Meese.
And traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. The stalled vehicle in traffic still blocking that right lane southbound Bangor Highway at California Avenue. You can get around it, and that's why we're not seeing any delays. Remember, crews are going to be working in Provo Canyon today until about 1:30 this afternoon. Highway 189 near Canyon Glen Park. Don't be surprised if they have to intermittently stop traffic at times. Overall, Valley Freeway traffic rolling along, and it is a beautiful day for a drive. Imagine your next event, wedding, or corporate retreat. 11 venues, beautiful grounds, affordability for any celebration. All at This Is The Place Heritage Park. Call 801-942-7507. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for a high of 73 today, mostly sunny skies and breezy by afternoon. Overnight, we're looking for a backdoor cold front that'll keep breezy conditions going. Lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, 68 the high, mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's 66 degrees and partly sunny in Salt Lake City.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, just shy of 1230.
Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. I'm Britt Johnson in for Maria Chaleos this afternoon. KSL's top story this hour. Grief counselors are on hand at Clayton Middle School today in Salt Lake City after a teen girl who was a student there was shot and killed at home by her brother. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports.
The district says the family isn't comfortable right now sharing any more information. The girl was shot and killed yesterday at the family's home, which is near Edison Elementary School. Police say her brother was then found on a UTA bus a short time later. They haven't said what led up to this shooting. An email also went out to parents of Clayton Middle School students offering support.
The principal at Clayton Middle School wrote to parents that they are deeply saddened and want parents to keep an eye on how their kids are coping. We're learning more details about the arrest of a teacher in Salt Lake City accused of sexually abusing a student. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe reports.
A spokesperson for the school district now says Jared Tishy was put on paid administrative leave in January. The district knew there was some sort of police investigation, but didn't know until yesterday what that investigation involved. Tishy is accused of inappropriately touching a second grader while working at Edison Elementary between 2017 and 2019.
Police say more victims are possible as they've interviewed several others who have made similar allegations. The jury in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell heard additional details and testimony from FBI forensic analysts today, going over the trauma marks on Tylee Ryan's bones. It was determined they were most likely caused from tools like a knife, machete, or similar device. Lunch has been called and court will return in an hour. A Linden man is facing charges in a deadly crash that happened more than a year ago. Cody Laycock is accused of manslaughter, negligent driving, marijuana use, and failure to stay in his lane in a crash on Main Street in American Fork back in 2021. His car struck another head-on. Two women died as a result of the crash. Temperatures are rising as well as the flood risk. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says we're going to hit the 80s for a few days starting Sunday, and even areas like Alta will heat up.
When you push record level temperatures in the valley and in the mountain, your whole column of atmosphere is experiencing record level temps, and there's just no getting around it. You're going to see excessive snowmelt.
Matt says these higher temperatures will help us start to melt some of the snow higher up in the mountains. So far, we've only melted 13% of the total snowpack. A lot of Utahns are letting their cannabis cards lapse, and they say the cost is a big reason why. State Representative Jennifer Daly Provost says one reason the costs are so high is the lack of robust market competition.
And I don't know that we have successfully set up a regulatory framework to maximize that yet. I think that's something we need to continue to work on.
Insurance companies also won't cover medical cannabis. So people say the high prices and they are paying them out of pocket. KSL's top national stories. Former Vice President Mike Pence could testify before a grand jury soon in the federal investigation surrounding the January 6th riot at the Capitol. A D.C. Circuit Appeals Court rejected a bid by the former president to bar Pence's testimony. ABC's Catherine Flanders has more.
Trump's team could appeal it to the full D.C. Circuit. They could appeal it to the Supreme Court. But look, they do not have a good track record with appeals as it relates to executive privilege. In fact, they've lost every single one of them. We have no indication right now that Trump's team intends to appeal this. We haven't gotten any notice of that, and it doesn't seem like they will at this point.
She says that there could be some political fallout if Pence decides to run for president in 2024. South Korean's president today addressed a joint session of Congress. Here's the president near the top of his remarks.
This chamber embodies the spirit of Constitution. I'm honored to address the members of Congress and the people of the United States.
He took time in his speech to pay tribute to all the Korean War veterans and their families. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and the United States Secretary General had a meeting today where they spoke about efforts to broker a steady truce in Sudan. Both admitted their negotiations so far have had mixed results.
Both Secretary Blinken and myself were trying to broker ceasefires, by the way, successive ceasefires, in both cases with some success, but not the success we would like to have.
Secretary Guterres expressed his gratitude for the U.S. support. Home sales went up from the February to March numbers in Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
Overall, the average price for real estate decreased almost 5% in March from the previous month, which may have added to the uptick in sales. But president of the Salt Lake Board of Realtors, Bob Aki, reports the number of homes sold is still 19% lower than the same time in 2022. Aki says people continue to buy houses despite the uncertainty in mortgage rates, and there are now a flood of listings for the spring buying season. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are looking at a nice drive on all the valley freeways, including I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. But we still have this stalled vehicle blocking a right lane of traffic in the Glendale area of Salt Lake. This is southbound Bangor Highway at California Avenue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time at 12:35.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear Dave and Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
The toughest emission limits in history.
Really tough for families to drive older cars.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
I got to tell you, we're coming to the end of the week, and I am still sore from all of the yard work I did this past weekend, all of my yard projects. So the last thing I want to do is haul bags of mulch or compost around my yard. You know, when I can just have it in one place, I can put some shovelfuls in a wheelbarrow and take it exactly to where I want. This is the time I want to put down that compost to make sure that my plants are going to be as healthy as they can be, and also mulch to make sure that I'm saving water wherever I can. And that's where the dirt bag comes in. The Dirt Bag's Organic Mountain Compost, or their Garden Soil Plus, will get your yard off to a great start. Now, the Dirt Bag, it just makes life so much easier. They deliver that big cubic yard bag right to your driveway, and then you can do with it what you please. Now, they offer everything in their bags, including garden soil, shredded bark mulch, dark or black bark mulch, and the Organic Mountain Compost. And the Dirt Bag will match all competitors' pricing on cubic yard bags. Find out more. Visit thedirtbag.com for details. That is thedirtbag.com. This is one dirt bag you love.
The Utah Division of Emergency Management says make a plan. Identify a meeting place outside your home in case of fire and outside your neighborhood in case you're separated in a disaster. Get a kit. Besides your disaster kit, have at least a 2-week supply of food and water stored at home. Be informed. Check your earthquake and flood insurance for your home. And finally, get involved. Remember, when family members take action toward preparedness, you will all be ready. Visit beready.utah.gov and get details. That's beready.utah.gov.
Don't be worried. Be ready. KSL News Radio is partnering with Be Ready Utah to provide the plans your family needs for an emergency, the tools and supplies to keep on hand, and the knowledge on how to keep a cool head. It's Be Ready Utah. Listen for Be Ready tips and tools each Tuesday with Dave Dujanovic. Plus, find the latest preparation info at beready.utah.gov. That's beready.utah.gov. Be Ready Utah with KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:37. The Kaysville Wells Fargo will be reopening nearly a year after a car crashed through the bank. Last May, police say a Tesla had driven through the drive-through door and wall after failing to properly turn. The bank will reopen May 8th. An old shed in Richfield is a complete loss after police safely got rid of some dynamite yesterday. Police say there was a large quantity of the dynamite that was volatile, and they couldn't move the explosives, so the bomb squad remotely lit it on fire. They say the dynamite was consumed in the fire. Federal aviation officials are investigating a string of bird strikes of commercial flights that forced emergency landings. ABC's Melissa Audon reports.
At least four instances of bird strikes happening in Texas in just 24 hours. The bird strikes not just impacting airplanes. A red-tailed hawk colliding with ABC affiliate WPLG's news chopper in South Florida Wednesday afternoon. The impact breaking the cockpit window. The FAA says bird strikes are a growing concern, due in part to increasing populations of large birds and their inability to hear quieter engines. Melissa Don, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A seventh grader likely saved the lives of a bus full of students. ABC's Lionel Moyes reports.
It's the quick thinking and the quick actions of Dylan Reeves that has a seventh grader being hailed as a hero. His school bus driver passed out behind the wheel when dropping off students from Carter Middle School in Warren, Michigan. Dylan saw the driver in distress as he was getting lightheaded and losing consciousness. He jumped to the front and helped bring that bus to a complete stop. The students were able to get off safely and onto another bus. The superintendent praising Dylan, saying he couldn't be prouder of his efforts. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Ricky Meese.
And traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. A new accident. This is in Murray at the I-215 junction. It's on the northbound side of I-15. Right as I-215 connects to I-15 in Murray. But everybody is out of traffic. It's not going to cause you any kind of slowdowns. And we also finally have the stalled vehicle cleared. Southbound Bangor Highway at California Avenue. We're actually looking at a rather quiet noontime drive on the rest of your valley freeways. The American Heart Association believes all mothers deserve quality care. They thank the governor's office for helping pass legislation extending postpartum Medicaid coverage. Visit YouTheCure.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful April weather expected today with highs right around 73, mostly sunny skies, and a little breezy by afternoon. Overnight, we're going to the low 40s, a little breezy, 68 tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 66 degrees and mostly sunny in Salt Lake City.
Hello, everybody. It's me again. Can you feel the magic in the air? Because it's tomato frenzy time at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Right now, all large-sized tomato plants are only $2.99 each. That's half price, and they're huge. And grown from seed right here at J&J. And while you're here, why not pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil? To help you strengthen your vegetable garden for only $4.98 a cubic foot bag. So, make some garden magic. Come to the Tomato Frenzy Sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Coming up on Utah's Noon Noon, we're going to take a look at Governor Herbert talks about Pence coming to Utah on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
As you near retirement, there's a lot you need to know about how your money will be taxed. How will it be taxed today? How might it be taxed when you're retired? Utah's retirement specialists, Capital Wealth Advisors, have a complimentary report called Tax Strategies for Retirement. See the updated tax brackets and current itemized deductions, as well as strategies to potentially lower your tax bill in the future, and much more. Call 801-210-5500 or go to retireutah.com to receive this complimentary report. That's 801-210-5500 or go to retireutah.com. Take charge of your taxes today to help you keep more of the money you've earned. Get tax strategies for retirement from Capital Wealth Advisors by calling 801-210-5500 or visiting retireutah.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a State of Utah registered investment advisor.
I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And I'm Kellyanne Halverson.
And we're hosts of KSL's Fan Effect podcast, and we're excited to share with you our knowledge
and arguments
on everything pop culture and fandom. Listen regularly on your favorite podcast platform.
And remember, that's Fan Effect with an E.
I'm Andy Farnsworth from KSL News Radio.
And I'm Kellyanne Halverson.
And we're hosts of KSL's Fan Effect podcast.
That's Fan Effect with an E.
We're excited to share with you our knowledge
and arguments
on everything pop culture and fandom, featuring movie and television reviews, pop culture deep dives into video games, cosplay, fandom events, and more. Listen regularly on your favorite podcast platform at KSLNewsRadio.com, KSLPodcasts.com, or on the KSL News Radio app.
And remember, that's Fan Effect with an E.
KSL News Time, 1244. the three things you need to know this hour. First,
grief counselors will be on hand at Clayton Middle School today in Salt Lake City. The district confirms the teen girl killed by her brother at their home yesterday was a student there. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, Utah's water watchers are getting ready for a busy weekend as we hit several days in the 80s, which will bring down a lot of runoff. Third, traffic and weather together.
One small crash, it's in Murray, northbound I-15 at the I-215 junction, what we call the South Interchange, but it's out of traffic over to the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
70s today with a backdoor cold front late tonight. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 66 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
In Virginia, the Army base, once known as Fort Lee, named after a Confederate general, was renamed today to honor two Black Army pioneers. The military installation, now called Fort Gregg Adams. At a ceremony today, General Charles Hamilton, the 21st commanding general for the U.S. Army Materiel Command.
Of the 9 Army installations that are being redesignated, today marks the first redesignation in the name of Black soldiers.
The Defense Department agreeing to redesignate facilities named after Confederate military leaders or soldiers. Efforts continue to evacuate Americans in Sudan nearly 2 weeks into the violence sparked by two warring factions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is working to extend the 72-hour ceasefire to help get more people out and humanitarian aid in. In Manhattan, E. Jean Carroll being cross-examined today in the defamation and assault trial against former President Trump. She accuses him of assaulting her in the 90s, allegations he denies. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Former Vice President Mike Pence will be in Utah tomorrow speaking with business and community leaders in a private meeting. Former Utah Governor Gary Herbert's Institute is hosting the event, and KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz spoke with Herbert, asking him about the main reason of this visit.
Well, one, he's a good friend. I worked with him a lot when I was governor, and he was governor of Indiana. He's been in the Congress for, I think, about 12 years. And, of course, we all know that he served most recently as the vice president. And he's coming. He has a fondness for Utah. He likes what we stand for and our policies here in Utah. And he knows the success that Utah's had. In fact, he's used us and touted us on a number of occasions. As you may recall, he came and helped me with the ribbon cutting of my new institute down at Utah Valley University, the Gary Herbert Institute of Public Policy. And he was kind enough to come out here and help christen that and cut the ribbon as we opened that up. So it's kind of part and parcel of that effort. And it's no secret, I think, for most people, he's considering running for president. And I'm sure he wants to talk about that, explore possibilities, and see what we think about it here in Utah. And maybe we can help give him some good advice.
Yeah, I mean, I think the optics, right, are obvious that, Ron DeSantis was here at the convention last week, gave kind of a fiery speech, and then less than a week later you have Mike Pence. I mean, I'm going to let people draw their own conclusions, but it kind of, in my mind, my first thought is, well, he's drumming up support because DeSantis just did this too, you know? So, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong.
Well, I wouldn't tell you that you're wrong, Lindsay. You're too smart. But it's clearly, I think, a good reflection on Utah, the fact we have two high-powered potential candidates for the presidency coming to Utah to see what we think, what we feel, and probably give some counsel to them as far as what we think needs to happen. It's a challenging time for America on many fronts. And, I think, again, Utah really does reflect success. When you think about us compared to the other 49 states and 5 territories.
Herbert says he's planning to ask Pence when he's there if he's running for president. KSL News Time, 12:49. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Ricky Meese.
And traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Well, once again, crews are holding back traffic on Highway 189 Provo Canyon at Canyon Glen Park.
And this is going to continue until they complete their work at about 1:30, 1:45 this afternoon. Valley Freeway traffic delay-free, but we do have an accident in Murray, northbound I-15 at the I-215 junction. That's the south interchange. Everybody out of traffic over to the shoulder. And a surface street accident, 2100 south at 10th east. Box Elder County is for the birds. The spring migration is in full swing at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Find out more at visitboxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, a significant warm-up headed our way. Today, 73, pleasant, mostly sunny, breezy by afternoon. Tomorrow, 68, thanks to an overnight cold front, will go mostly sunny. Then the warm-up, 76 on Saturday, 83 on Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, 86 the forecast high, sunny skies. Will go partly cloudy on Tuesday, 81, dropping it back to 79 by Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 66 degrees and partly sunny in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
A romantic evening. Well, she's the one for you. She always has been. Reservations, someplace nice, intimate conversation, laughter, a little flirting, anticipation, and then the pressure, the anxiety of what's to come. Problems with intimacy are more common than you think. And who wants to schedule romance around those dreaded pills that often just lead to a headache? Plan a visit to Wasatch Medical Clinic. They're helping couples restore intimacy with the most proven form of wave technology. It's backed by 50 clinical studies, including the Cambridge University. You can now regain your love life without the headaches of, well, you get the idea. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam and ultrasound be free, they'll also include free testosterone. That's a $650 value. And it's free for those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify and take the planning out of your relationship. 801-901-8000.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair, Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at AnyHourServices.com.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
KSL News Time at 12:53. The NFL draft kicks off tonight. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young is widely expected to go to the Carolina Panthers with the number one pick. Some mock drafts have former Utah tight end Dalton Kincaid going as high as number 13 to the Green Bay Packers. Other locals expected to go in later rounds include former BYU players Jaren Hall and Puka Nacua and former Utah State quarterback Logan Bonner. Watching Utah's money, the nation's economy grew just over 1% in the first quarter of 2023. That was 60% lower than the 2022 mark. High interest rates took a toll. A San Francisco skyscraper just got a lot more affordable. While it used to be $300 million, you can get it for a measly $60 million. It's another example of a trend many American cities are experiencing, where downtown offices hollow out because of the rise of remote work. Southwest Airlines is slowing its hiring due to a delay in getting the Boeing 737 MAX jets. The airline ordered 90, but has only received 70 due to production delays. Your money at this moment. We've had an uptick in the market. The Dow in the green, 526 points. The S&P up 76 points. The NASDAQ has gained 278 points. This morning, we learned the tragic passing of Jerry Springer at the age of 79. He transformed daytime television with his salacious talk show named after him.
Jerry Springer died peacefully Thursday at his home in suburban Chicago. That according to a statement from his longtime friend and family spokesman, Gene Galvin, who says Springer's ability to connect with people was at the heart of his success in everything he did, whether it was politics or broadcasting. Springer was born in London during World War II in a London underground station that was being used as a bomb shelter. His parents were German-Jewish refugees who fled their home. His grandparents and other relatives died in concentration camps during the Holocaust. Springer moved to the U.S. when he was five, studied politics and law, and ended up revolutionizing daytime TV in the 90s with his namesake talk show that ran 27 seasons.
ABC's Jason Nathanson reporting.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. FHA has announced a significant reduction in mortgage insurance rates. This can be a game changer for some people. FHA rates are typically lower than conventional mortgage rates. Combine this with lower mortgage insurance and FHA is worth a look. FHA is especially attractive for low down payment, cash out, or credit issues. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer, and you can refinance into or out of an FHA loan. Another attractive feature of an FHA loan is the ability to streamline refinance when rates come down. No appraisal needed, limited documentation, and low cost helps you lower your payment with minimal fuss. Call us today. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289-115.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:57. A death row inmate in Oklahoma has once again been denied clemency.
Despite pleas from lawmakers and from celebrities, including Kim Kardashian and Susan Sarandon, an Oklahoma death row inmate has been denied clemency.
I'm not a murderer.
Richard Glossop was previously spared from execution three times and faced a retrial. He asked the parole board yesterday to spare him again, but the board was not swayed. Glossop, now 60, has long maintained he had nothing to do with the killing of his former boss, motel owner Barry Vantrese, in 1997.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reporting. KSL News Time, 12:59. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Ricky Meese.
And traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. We have a report of a medical situation in traffic. We're trying to find it now. It's along I-215's west belt, somewhere between about 10th North and the I-80 junction. And we're still waiting for medics to arrive at the scene. A crash being cleared at 2100 South and 10th East. and a crash in Murray northbound I-15 at the South Interchange. That's the I-215 junction on the right shoulder. Price's Doors, replace your worn or broken garage door with a beautifully secure, elegant garage door. And in April, you'll receive a free operator with purchase. Go to PriceStores.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our weather is looking beautiful this coming weekend. We're getting to 73 degrees today, and then we're going to get back into the 70s Saturday, hitting 76. Sunday is when we hit those 80-degree temperatures. Our high of 83. Monday, 86. It's going to feel like summer, and it's going to be so great. But keep an eye out. That's when a lot of this runoff is going to come out. And so just be prepared. Get those sandbags. Pay attention to what's happening in your area, because we want you to be ready and prepared. And thank you for listening to KSL's Noon News. I've been Britt Johnson in for Maria Chaleos today.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.